Okay, we are a Nun Testament base, last line. I guess that's whatever it is, the last line. Shalchulei b'nei Galila l'Rav Chalva. The b'nei Galila, people from the Galilee, sent Rav Chalva the following shayla. Achrayan, after the Kayin and Levi, Rashi Achrayan the Kayin and Levi, Mi Kayran, who reads? Meaning, is there an order, Rashi learns? Rashi learns is an order. Is there an order of how to give aliyahs from Shlishi and on? From Shlishi and on, is there an order in how to give aliyahs? L'hava b'yadei, Rav Chalva did not know. Asa b'shayla l'Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. So he went and asked Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Amalai, he said like this. Achrayhen, after the Kayin and Levi, Kayin tamid ha'chamim ha'mamunas parnasim al tzibor. The ones who lead the tzibor, we would call the Rav. He gets shlishi.
What's the case?
A regular Shabbos.
Oh, regular Shabbos.
How do you give out aliyahs?
Oh,
does
that have to do with when shit, Kohen wasn't there?
No. We want to know, after the Kayin and Levi, you have seven aliyahs in Shabbos, right? Who gets shlishi, revi, chamishi, shishi, shri?
So Rabbi Ben Susan, he gets shlishi every week.
I'm happy to hear that.
Now, in case you ask.
Okay, I'm happy it's a piece of information I didn't know. Achrayan, Kairan, Tamid, Rechabim, Hamamun, and Parnas, and Melatzibor. Shlishi should go to the Rav. Achrayan, Tamid, Rechabim, Meruim, Limnais, and Parnas, and Melatzibor. Ravi should go to people who are capable of being Rabbanim, who are not. Chamishi should go, Achrayan, B'nai, Tamid, Rechabim, Shabbosay, Menmonim, and Parnas, and Melatzibor. It goes to the Rabbanim's children. Achrayim, Shishi, is Rosh Kinesias, the heads of the show, the president, the vice president, the gabbai. Achrayim, and Shvi, is Chuchal Adam, and then everybody else. That is the order. Now, this, okay, there's a few things I want to pick up, but let's do Rashi first. Dr. Rashi, Mikhail, Rekhlem, Tiknu Shum Seder, the Yisrael B'Shabbosus. Is there any order to a Yid in Shabbos? But nay, Dark Yisholim, because of peace. Ruim Limanois, the Minim Sekta Shabbos may look sharp, Eta Tamachachem, Shiroi Limnais the Parnas of Latzibur, Kosh Shiroi Limnais the Dvar Locha Bechol Mokum Boimra, he can say a Dvar Locha any place, and he answers it. Okay. Now, there's a few things here. If you notice, in the last two, it says Vachreim Rashi Kinesias Bechol Adam. It doesn't say Achreim Rashi Kinesias Vachreim Kol Adam. So there's a machloikis here. Some achrayim learn that it's self-understood that Shishi goes to the Rosh HaKnesses and Shvi goes to Kol Adam. Others say that once you get to here, they're all equal. Rosh HaKnesses to Kol Adam means there's no special aliyah for the Rosh HaKnesses. Achrayim is the heads and everybody else. So it's a machloikis achrayim how to learn this. The Prisha learns that Rosh HaKnesses get first. The Meshach Chachma, Meir Simcha, he says they're equal of those two. Now, this is Abi Halacha. However, Abi Kabbalah, Shishi is a more important Aliyah than Shlishi. That's why Machsidei Sherebes, they get Shishi, not Shlishi. Because Shishi is more important than Abi Kabbalah. I believe that it says that the Gra took Shishi every week. I believe. But the minig in the world here, in the non-Chassidish world, is that Shlishi is the most chashuv aliyah and it goes to the Rav. And Rabbi Ben Susan gets it every week. We just heard that a few minutes ago.
So how then do we have this Kabbalah that if you pay for it, you get what you want?
Because it's a Kabbalah Torah that they should sell aliyahs. So therefore, the assumption is the Rav is Michael, so that there should be a Kavanah Torah of selling aliyahs. It's a very big covenant to the Torah that people pay to get an aliyah. So the Rav is Michael for that. That's the assumption. It doesn't say that the Rav can't be Michael, it says the Kayin can't be Michael.
I mean, the smarter thing would be buy it for the Rav.
Again, I'm just telling you what I hear what you're saying, but again, I'm just telling you what you asked me the question, I gave you the answer. Don't think of my right. Shochu lebnei kol or b'chalbay. Ma'al slikris b'chumashim the Beit HaKnesses b'tzibur. Now those days, they had no printing press, and the way they wrote anything was in scrolls. So they had a Sefer Torah, and they also had what's called a Chumash, which meant Bereishis, Shmais, Vayikra, Bamidbar, Devarim were five separate scrolls. So this question is, when you lay on Shabbos, can you have just the Chumash? You're laying Devarim, in Sefer Devarim, you have only a Devarim. You don't need a whole Sefer Torah. Can you lay Shabbos and Shul from the Chumash, which is written, Lishma, all the shame is done correctly. It's 100% kosher, one-fifth of the Sefer Torah. We're not saying that you can use a Sefer Torah that wouldn't be kosher. It's 100% kosher, except instead of being one large Sefer Torah, it's five small parts of a Sefer Torah. Is that good enough for Kriyas HaTorah or not? Lehavah B'yadi didn't know. Again, this was sent to Reb Chalba, he didn't know. Asa Shaila L'Reb Yitzchak Navcha. So he went there to Reb Yitzchak Navcha. Lehavah B'yadi, he didn't know either. Asa Shaila B'Medrasha. He came to the Beis Medrash and asked the Eilam. They proved it from Reb Yechanan's statement. Sefer Torah shechasi yiriyah achas, ain't kairim vay. A Sefer Torah that's missing one yiriyah, which means one column, two things even if it's missing a pasuk, you can't, a word, you can't read it. It's a raya that a chumash is not good. It's a chumash, it's not a complete Sefer Torah. Zogti kumar v'lohi, it's not a proof. Hasam mixture b'milsei. There, it's supposed to be a whole Sefer Torah, and it's not. Here, it's supposed to be a Chumash, and it is. So you can't compare a Sefer Torah that's missing to a Chumash that's complete, and therefore it doesn't prove the Shiloh.
Urea means even an os?
Yeah, halachic means even an os. That's what the word urea means, though. Rashi. There's those that write Sefer Torah split into five. Kol chumash echad shalom la'atzmai. Dr. Rashi, the chol sefrei em hoyekim b'glila, to Sefer Torah shalonu. All their svarim were like glila, like our Sefer Torah, which means it was a scroll. It was a scroll. Mixer b'milsa, shekarin lo'y Sefer Torah b'chaseru. They call it a Sefer Torah, and it's not. So therefore, it's not a proof. So we don't prove the Shiloh. Halacha l'maisa, we don't read from a Chumash. Even though you should know, it's not so simple. There are Rishonim that say that if there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, not in the Chumash that you are up to, you can read. There are Rishonim that hold that way. Halacha l'maisa, we don't do it. So if there's a mistake in Bereishis, you can read Devarim. If there's a mistake in Bamidbar, you can read Devarim. That's what... Oh, thank you. What's this? Oh, more tests tomorrow. Okay. So, right. By the way, there's no test this week. The test will be after Yom Kippur for everything up to the week of Yom Kippur. Because we've had half days. We only like not even do a block yet. Zakti Gemara Vayt. Rabba v'Rabbi Yisuf Dami Tavayu, Ein Chayrim B'chumshim B'beis HaKnesses, which is the way we paskin, which is covered Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur to read from a Chumash, you're supposed to read from a Sefer Torah. Which is the way we paskin.
What about that one section?
Again, when we say the word Chumash in the Gemara, it means a scroll where one of the five of the books of Moses were written on. That's what Chumash here means. Chumash does not mean art scroll or stone. It's a scroll where one of the five Sifrei Torah were written. Something about that. Yeah, I love the way you see what the Gemara has to say. Don't think about right there. Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf, he takes out the above. Rabbi Rabbi Yisuf, I'm into volume. Hi, Sefer Avtarta, Asa Lemikru Be'er B'Shavas. You cannot read from a book that has all the Haftaris. You have to read it from a Navi. You cannot read it from a place that just has the Haftaris written. Meaning they take the Haftaris, they write each one down, and then they have a book. It could be a scroll. But the scroll only has Naftaira of Brachos, Naftaira of Nayach, Naftaira of Lech Lecha, Naftaira of Vayera. Doesn't have anything else. It's also to read from it on Shabbos. My time is when it's in the Kosev. You're not supposed to write it. Taira, you have to write a whole Navi, a whole Chumash. Don't write sections. You're not allowed to write sections. We're not posking now, we're just learning. Okay, halakha, the questions we'll deal with later. You're not allowed to write it, just sections, because you're not allowed to write a section. You write Yeshaya, you have to write the whole Yeshaya. You don't write one capital in Yeshaya. You know, you write Yeshua, it has to be the whole Yeshua. You cannot write, pick and choose parts, and then put them together and make a Sefer HaTorah. It's not the way it works. You're not allowed to write it, and since you're not allowed to write it that way, you cannot use it in Shul for HaTorah. So, to Gemara, my Rav Asher, I'm going to listen to the Namias. It becomes Muktzah. So, my time is Lechazel and Mikrebe. You're not allowed to learn it. You're not allowed to write it. You're not allowed to learn from it. So it's muktzah. So to Gemara v'Lahi, we don't paskin that way. Shari little tulei, we paskin that it's mutter to move. The shari l'mikribe, and it's mutter to learn. Rabbi Yechon, Rav Shimon, Melokish, Ma'ayni, B'sefer, Dagarat, and B'Shavata. They used to read some form of Agada. Right. Let me explain. Tirish of Al-Peh is not supposed to be written. Yet, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan used to learn from an inside Sefer of Agarata. Who gave him Rishus to write it? Who gave him Rishus to learn from it? Teret says, Vale Nitli Kasev. Elokim Dwey Evshir, Eish Lasis Lashem, Eferet Teret Secha. Since it's difficult to remember all the Agarata, so Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish relied on Eish Lasis Lashem. When you have to do for Hashem, Eferet Teret Secha, we can break the rule. The rule of not writing Teresh HaBapah was broken by the fact that it was necessary. It's very hard to have, every tzibur should have, a whole set of Nevi'im. Expensive. Extremely expensive and very difficult. Eish Lasos Lashem, Heferu Teresh Secha. So that's the heter, is because of Eish Lasos. Let's do Rashi. Dr. Rashi?
Can I ask a quick question?
Can I first finish the Rashi?
Yes.
Because I want to explain something before we get to the questions. Rashi. Each one has to be written by itself. Not allowed to write any Torah of Apedak. Our hearts aren't as big. We're not on the same level. We forget. Therefore, you write it right down. Eis lasos. And bol lasos takana l'shem shemayim. Chazal see a necessity to make a takana for Hashem's sake. Heferu divrei Torah l'sha'at tzricha. They break the rules for the necessity. That's their decision that this rule doesn't apply anymore. Hachanami kibun l'yevshur. She'en l'kol chol tzibur v'tzibur yechaylus lichtav neviim shalit. Now, this is the heter that we have to write down any Torah Shabbat Peh. This is the heter that we have to print Chumashim. This is the heter we have for everything, because we can't have everybody have, we unfortunately can't learn from a Sefer Torah, and we need Rashi. Where's Rashi going to be written? So all these are heterim. There's a major machloikus, with some machloikim on one side, and the overwhelming majority on the other side. Rav Nathan Adler, the Rebbe of some Sefer, held that this heter is only out of necessity. So therefore, since he remembered his Shtikvuk Torah, he used to put a dot in the Gemara where he up to, and that dot reminded him that he had something to say about that Gemara or Rashi. He didn't write it down, but he remembered it. It was not necessary for any philosophers. He remembered. He had a photographic memory, so he said a Shtikvuk Torah, the Gemara, the Samach. So instead of writing down the Shtikvuk Torah, he put a dot. And he remembered. So what? He didn't think he had a right to write it down. It's only if it's necessary. He didn't feel it's necessary. Overwhelming Achrayim learned that once they said You can write Torah Shabbat down. You don't have to stop and think, is it necessary to write it so long? Is it necessary to write it so clear? Is it necessary to remember it with notes, right? They paskin that you can write whatever it is, because that goes into a process. This is the question. Yes, Harvey, you had a question.
It was about the reason one must have the full, all the Navam together. Why can you only write the entire thing?
The Gemara is going to get involved in that. The Gemara is going to say
not
why.
It's not Kavana or anything like that.
Oh, no. Gemara is going to say what? Why? Right. So this is the Machlokes. Now, Mr. Brewer paskins that L'chatchila, a shul should have a set of Nevi'im, if they can afford it. He says they spend money on so many other things, the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shartzian, why can't they buy themselves a set of Nevi'im to have on a klav so they should be able to read Navi? That's more important than buying a lot of other things that shuls spend money on. But if they can't, preferably it's better to use a Tanakh, that at least it's printed, the whole Tanakh, or the whole Nach, and to read the Haftiris from one of those whole Tanakhs. If you can't do that, preferably it's better to have a book of all Haftiris. And the last choice is to read it from the Chumash of that week. So again, in preference, the best thing is to have a Navi, a Klav, which, by the way, if you get a Klav from all the Tevi'im, can cost $50,000, $60,000. The second thing to have is to have a Quran, it's a Tanakh altogether. You can read from that, which some Shemesh Shabbos has that, right? They have the Quran, and in Yeshaya they finally got a klav, but the rest, they use that. If not, you use something called the Sefer Daftarta, which Shemesh Shabbos used to have, which is a book that has all the Haftiris one after the other. And if not, you use a Chumash. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens to do. Some shuls are makbet, some shuls use a chumash l'chatchila. Again, we're simech on the fact that b'tzman hazeh, eish l'asa is allowed it, and once it's allowed, it's allowed. However, in yeshivas, they're always makbet to have a klav, again, because that's the preferred way of doing it.
What is this, that you can't write
so much? All that's coming up. Stay tuned.
In the klav with only that loving.
Right. Klav means each sefer by itself, Rashi said that.
The whole
sefer, yeah.
She said the whole sefer.
I don't know. Meir had Yeshaya, they had a Yirmiya, the Yecheskel, not all Tanakh together.
Right.
Each sefer Navi by itself. Yeah. I think Tells has that, yeah.
The whole sefer Navi, not just
the
Treyasra all in one?
I'm trying to figure out exactly what you mean. Treyasra's all in one, yeah. Teyasser is put together. All 12 Nevi'im are put together. See, Shabbos Shuvah, for instance, we read from 3 Nevi'im. So when you read it from a Chumash or from a Sefer Haftiris, it's all there. If you read it from a Tanakh or from a Klav, you're moving. Now, you put a marker, if you have a Chumash, you can put a marker, a Tanakh, put a napkin in or a tissue, so you can turn it quickly. But from a Navi, your mamas have to be moved from Navi to Navi. So you really have to know what you're doing. It's all a Treyasser. But you have to know what you're doing. Right. Okay.
You can put a tissue in a Chumash. Can you do it also in a Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to?
No, I don't think you're allowed to put a tissue in a Sefer Torah. No. I don't know. I guess you could. Cipher must do it when they have to fix things. They have to know where they have to fix things. I'm sure they must have a marker of some kind. I don't know what it is.
Did we have?
I think they put on sticky notes.
Sticky notes. Something. They can mark the place.
They have to, because if not, they don't want to go out of their mind trying to find places.
And then we never had a Gemara. Somebody wrote a Tana or a Gemara that they wrote down a little bit of notes just to remind themselves of something.
Yeah, we had that. That goes with the Eis L'Asayis.
Yeah. In the time of Gemara, Rabbi
Shlomo Shem Yechon learned Sifra Dagarata.
The Sofrim that write Haftoros, is it the same Lishma stuff?
Not Kedusha Sefer Torah. I assume it's like Megillah's Esther. You write Megillah's Esther? That's what Megillah's Esther is. It's a scroll with Esther. What? Again, I'm not sure. I'm not clear.
Well, the Torah says it is.
No, Ezra doesn't have a Shem Hashem.
No shameless.
Right. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't want to answer this. I don't know. I don't know.
I think the new thing. I don't.
Every yeshiva has one.
Those yeshivas always have that.
No? See, again, it was easy to get right after the war because they brought over from Europe. So it was easy, it was cheaper to get. That's gone now. Now you have to buy new ones. And to write a set of Navi now is $50,000.
My question really is, can you get, like, let's say you have Yeshua and Transar, can you buy it like...
That's what I get. Shemesh Shabbos bought it. Yeshaya. Shemesh Shabbos, Mayor Rosner got Shemesh Shabbos. They put together. We have a Yeshaya. The most of Tyrus come from, meaning, you have to pick the safer that has the most of Tyrus. It's not Rav of Tyrus of the year. It's Yeshaya.
What I'm saying is, what you're doing is, you're being Vazef, is my opinion. The other ones.
Not even Vazef, you don't have it. Why is that a bazillion?
Wait until you have them all.
No, no.
That's what I thought.
No, but that's not the way it is. You get as many as you can. The most is Yeshaya, I think the second is Treyazer. Again, there's one from Yeshua, there's some from Shmuel, some from Melachim, some from Yirmi, Yecheskel.
What does Shemesh Shabbos keep them?
I have no idea where Meir Osner keeps it. I think in the bottom of the Aron Kodesh. That's where the yeshiva kept it. Yeshiva kept its things on the bottom of the Aron Kodesh.
That's much Kedusha as
the... No, it's not the same Kedusha as the Sefer Torah.
I was talking about the writing, now I'm talking about the Kedusha.
No, it's not. It's a Navi. It's not a Sefer Torah. Not to come by two. Boy Minea, Boy Miraba. Ma'o Lichtov Megillah Latinik Lislamitba. So you're not allowed to write part of a Chumash. You either write a whole Chumash, that's Mutter, or a whole Sefer Torah. Can't write just one Parsha. How about for children, to teach them? Because by children, let me explain why it is Shiloh. Now, Locha is when you teach Chumash to somebody, you're supposed to teach them a whole Pasuk at a time. But when you teach to a child, you're allowed to break up the Pasuk. So is writing the same? That when you have it for an adult, you have to write the whole Chumash, but when you write it for a child, you can break it up? Or is writing different? Again, we're writing, they only wrote scrolls then.
They had to write, even if they only wrote one, it was
the same. But they had to write a whole chumash. So the question is, can you write it for a kid or not? Now, let me introduce the next piece of Gemara. There's a machloikas how Torah was written. Did Moshe Rabbeinu write piece by piece? Or did Moshe Rabbeinu write it at the end of 40 years, until then taught it Baal Peh? That's a machloikas. How was Torah written the first time? Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, dictated by the Rabbeinu Shlomo, who told them to write letter by letter. Moshe did not write anything in the Sefer Torah without dictation from the Rabbeinu Shlomo, including Dvarim. Dvarim is what he said, and then the Rabbeinu Shlomo said, this is Torah, and dictated to him to write it. Now, one man the Amr says, as soon as Hashem told him a parsha, he wrote it down. And the other man the Amr says, no. Taught about Pat, and at the end of 40 years, he wrote the Sefer Torah. That's a machlokes. Now, the difference would be, you could say that would make a difference can you write a piece, because originally they wrote it by pieces. Or you could say, and it has nothing to do with that, and we'll continue with Hashem tomorrow.